So let's say that Rabbi Yehuda then the Seir of Rabbanu Kemifugi. Maybe the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is told in this Machlokes who's in the next Mishnah. That's not the word of the next Mishnah, that Nishpa Levata Lesa Mitzvah. If somebody makes a Shavua that I will not do a Mitzvah, I swear that tonight I will not eat Matzah. For Leib Bittul, and Lamaise he ate the Matzah, still Potter is Potter on the Shavua. Because he cannot make a Shavua Levata Lesa Mitzvah. Since you have a mitzvah says say teet matzah tonight, your mushvav yom teet, that's pshita, you cannot make a shvua that you will not eat. Therefore your potter of korban. It's called a shvua shav, but it's not called a shvua bitui. You have no right to listen to that shvua right away, your potter from a korban. What about the machlokes is, l'kayim es mitzvah. You make a shvua that tonight, yes, I will eat matzah. So you have a mitzvah teet tonight and you have your shvua. For Loikiyim, and the whole night went by, and he did not eat matzah. So Potter, the Tanakhama says, still he's Potter from a korban shvua. But that's the klal you mushva v'yomid. Since you have a mitzvah anyway to eat the matzah, your shvua cannot be chal. But here is the machlekes. Shehoyi b'din really in svari could argue and say shiyei chayiv that you should be chayiv a korban shvua in this case. And really, that's kedivri Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. That's the way he holds. Tiyom Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Uma im horashus. Mother, a question of son eating melon. That's up to you. Shayna mushvalam yasina. There's no mitzvah to eat melon tonight. Still, hu chayiv aleho. If you make a shvur, you will eat. And then you do not eat it, you chayiv a korban. I will be arid. If so, mat mitzvah. Shemushvalam yasina. A mitzvah of matzah, let's say, that you have a chiyiv to eat matzah tonight. Eina din in svar, isn't it for sure? She chayiv aleho. That if you made a shvur that you're going to eat matzah tonight. And now you do not eat it, that you chayiv, it, she gets a svara.
Isn't that a reverse kalahama?
Why?
Did you learn kalahama? Not eating is a kal. Eating matzah is a...
Omuloi, so Chom said that to Yudhim Seirom. So that was his kalahama. That kalahama, madach, we're sure you can make a shvua. So something the Torah wants you to do, for sure you should be able to make a shvua to do it. Omuloi, the Chom said back to him, no. Loi, no matzah, v'shvua, so we're sure, like you're saying, shekain, also bo hen. You can make a shvua both ways. But the pasuk says, "Lahora ilahitiv." You could swear that you will eat the melon, or you could swear that you will not eat the melon. But tiyama b'shvus mitzvah. But even you, Rabbi Yudim Seri, you agree that by a shvua of doing a mitzvah, it's only possible with a hain to do it. But shekain lo yosav bo lav kehain. You agree that there's no shvua. I will not eat matzah tonight. Since there's a mitzvah that says teet matzah, you have no right to make a mitzvah to make a shvua against the Torah. So since you agree it's not possible with a lav, therefore that shvua is not possible with a hain. So coming up, that's the machlokes of Yehuda ben Maseira, does every shvua have to be both ways with a lav and with a hain? Since so, name the lesson like this now. Rav the Yom of Yehuda ben Maseira, Rav that says on the shvua that that person threw a stone yesterday, even though it's not possible, lahabor. Still, Yechayiv a korban holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So, why that even though the shvu is not possible on a lav that you will not eat matzah, but since it's possible in one way that you will eat matzah, the mitzvah the shvu is chal. So, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Or Shmuel the Yomek Rabbanan. Shmuel that says no, you cannot make a shvu that somebody threw a stone because it's not possible lahabor. So, you see, you always need both ways. That goes according to Rabbanan Svarah. That you cannot make a shvua, I will eat matzah tonight, because that shvua is not possible both ways. Shmuel says, no, it's not a clear, it's not clearly totally zebze. Again, I can tell you. Ali, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, kuliyam loipligi. Even Shmuel would agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that in our case, where you swear that the person threw a stone yesterday to the ocean, that's called a good shvua. You'd be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, because it's like this. Hash to lav hein loy boi, just like you see it's a kabbal claimer like madach, according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, you do not even have to have a shvur to be able both ways lav hein, and that the Torah says clearly. The Torah says lahora or lahitiv. He says no, either one is enough. It's just enough to say good. I swear I will eat the matzah, even though you cannot swear no, I will not eat the matzah. Is so lahabol l'shova boi pshiti yibichayiv a korban shvur. Even though it's only possible in the over on the past and not in the future. Because that doesn't say so clearly like law related. Keep pligi here, where would Rav and Shmuel argue, Pshita Aliba the Rabbonin. It's only my place that's going to Rabbonin Shita. And it's like this. Shmuel Kurabonin. Shmuel holds like Kurabonin Shita, that you have to have a shua to be lachlifay both ways, whether it's la v'hein, and the same shua is shavar and habo. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, the shua has to be able to be both ways. A shua that I threw the stone, or I will throw the stone, you. But you cannot make a shua upon somebody else that somebody else should throw the stone to the ocean. There's no such shua. So therefore, Shmuel holds Yepota. But Rav says like this, Ki loy mechayiv Rabbonin, when did Rabbonin argon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? And a shua on a mitzvah's potter, that's only the lazahein. They hold the shua has to be lachlifay both ways, that yes, I will eat the matzah, but you have to be able to swear, no, I will not eat the matzah. This is, because there it says clearly, lohor lehetiv behedya. It says clearly that you have to be able to swear either I will not do it, I will not eat today, or else I will eat today. And here by mitzvahs, it's not possible to say you will not eat the matzah, therefore, Rav holds Yepota. Avol ha'bol l'shavar, but a question. Therefore, the Rabbanan say Yepota. Avol ha'bol l'shavar, but in the case of a shur that's only possible in the Ovar, it's not possible in the future, to mirabuya the kruasi. That it doesn't say clearly. That's only from the Rebbe we'll soon see, that you have to have both ways, l'ovar and l'habor, mechayve, that's Rav's father, that even according to Rabbanin, they would agree to me mechayve. So again, Rav and Shmuel are both arguing here, alib the Rabbanin shita. So again, their machlokes is not totally in this machlokes. It's more so true. It's not totally. Now, Moshe, but so we don't have clearly which Tanoim they're arguing according to, but there's no real Machlokes Tanoim, the same thing in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel both argue Aliba, the Rabbanan Shita. What would be Lohovar and Lahabor? In the case where the Shmuel is only possible Lishovar and not Lahabor, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Moshe v'Ramunah. Ramunah asks a question. It says in Mishnah Leda, Lo Yachalti Hayoyim. Person swears, I did not eat today. A person says this, I did not wear tefillin today. The other one says, swear to me that you did not wear tefillin today. The Yomar Omen, he says, yes, I swear. We'll see later on exactly how Omen works. The person says, yes, it's true, and that's Lashon of a Shvua, as if to say, I swear that I did not wear tefillin today. So Lachar is Chayiv. He's Chayiv a Korban El Yerid. That's the Mishnah later. So Dishlem, I can understand. Lo yachalti, if a person swears, I did not eat today, isi b'loy oichel. It's possible to say, I will not eat. It's possible in the over, and it's possible in the future. You could swear, lahabo, I swear, I will not eat today. So it's good why you chayv. Elo loy hinachti, if a person swears that I did not wear tefillin today, why is the shvuchal mi isa b'loy oniach? Is it possible that he could swear, I will not put on tefillin today? He can't swear, I will not put on tefillin. That's levatel lesa mitzvah. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you cannot swear levatel lesa mitzvah. What? So I call upon the kasha here, according to Shmuel. Shmuel, it says, Yepot, here it says, feel like Rav, that Yechayv, says the kasha on Shmuel. Samara says, Umaysev lo v'mafarik lo. He asks the question, and he himself, Ramuna, comes and puts it together, Mefarik, he answers it. Let's start in Ketani, the Mishnah over there means two sides to it. Lo yachalti l'korban. True, the first part of it, when he says chayiv, if you swore that you did not eat today, and it's a sheker, that's a shvuz bitui, that you chayiv a korban, or l'viyarin. But the second part, that lo yonachti, that you swear that you did not wear tefillin today, and it says chayiv, that's trita l'malkus. That's like a shvur, shov. As soon as you said it, the shua is not really chal, it's not said the shua is bitui, therefore, yechayif malchus, that's it. Then chal yechorvin, pshiti yubipotah. According to Shmuel, pshiti yubipotah. Most of Rava asked a question like this. Eizuhi shua shov, what's the shua shov we will have later? What's exactly the case of a shua shov, a vain shua? Nishpa l'shanes yisidu l'yodim. You swear that this table is a chair. Everybody knows it's not. The Yomar al Omud Shalevin, you say that this stone here, this almost platform of stone, Shu Shalzov, it's made out of gold. And everybody knows that it's made out of, that it's not gold, it's made out of stone. Now the Yom Ha'ulul says in that Mishnah, Vu Shenikl Gimel B'nei Yozim. A Shvuah Shav has to be that at least three people realize it and know it. Everybody, three people know already that this platform is a stone one. So that's called the Shvuah Shav. The Midi Diyada Beit Lost B'nei Yozim Hevi Mefursim. If three people know something, that's called Mefursim, everybody knows it. That's called you being Mishana, what people know. That's called the Shvuah Shav. So the Deen is now, according to Rava, Taima de Nikr, because three people realize it. Hola Nikr, but if three people do not realize it yet, Ova Mishum Shvuah Bitoi, then you would be Chayiv Mishum Shvuah Bitoi. Question is, am I? Ho Einoi di Yeheshal Zov. This is only a Shvuah of the past, of the Ovar. You cannot make a Shvuah in the future, this will be gold. You can't make such a Shvuah like that. So, that Zicha Shvuah Shav. That's not a Shvuah Bitoi. So, why you chayav a korban? Someone says, who most of them are farakl. Again, he asks the question, he answers it. Nikar oive mishum shvua shav. If three people realize it, then you chayav mishum shvua shav. Loi nikar, if three people do not realize it, oive mishum shvua sheker. It's a different lav, it's a different type of an azara. You have to warn him from a different azara, a different pasuk, a different type of a shvua. Benachnam, it's not called a shvua's bitui. You will not be chayav a korban al of yerid. A korban al b'yavid is only by Shvuah's bitoy. So in this case, both ways you'll be part of a korban. It's only a question like, how do you have to warn him for him to receive malchus? Is it considered a Shvuah shov, or is it considered a Shvuah sheker?
In this way, he wouldn't get malchus because.
Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Umoy de Rav, Rav agrees though, that's what Rav before said Yechayiv, Rav would agree though, v'yayim alachaveru. Somebody says to his friend, Shvuah she'eni yadeh lechoedis. Shua Shani Yadelachaydis. I swear that I know for you, Edis. I swear that I know. Vishtakech Dla Yoda. There's also, you can also swear that you do not know Edis for him. That usually is the Shua's Edis. That a person says, you know Edis, and he denies it. So they bring him to bed and he has to swear a Shua's Edis. So it's possible to swear that I do not know Edis. Still, Rav here would agree to Potter that you're Potter from a Korban. You're not chayav a korban el b'yerid. Why not? The chur is possible both behein and balav. Hoyu v'lesse b'chlal she'eni yodei l'cho edis. It's not possible to say a shvua she'eni yodei l'cho edis.
He made a
shvua. Wrong, right. Again, shvua she'eni yodei l'cho edis. The yishtachar comes out to lo yodalei. He does not, that he did not know the edis. The potter, in such a case is potter, right? Hoyo v'leste v'chlal, she'en yadeh l'chaydis. Since it's not possible to swear that I do not know edis for you. Why not? Because if you swear I do not know edis for you, that's not called the shvua's biti anymore, that's called the shvua's edis. That's a different type of a shvua. That's what he meant to say. Like we'll soon see. Because that's a different type of a shvua. That's called a shvua's edus already. So since it's not possible to swear that I do not know edus, that you be chayav a korban el of a yerid, no, it's not called a shvua's bitui. It's called a new type of a shvua, that you have to swear it in bezdin. It's called a shvua's edus. So therefore, that you swear that I do know edus for you, that's not a shvua's edus. That's like a shvua's bitui, you'll be part of a korban. Because it's not possible, hein v'lav. Even though Rav holds you do not have to have l'habor, it's enough just l'sha'avar, but at least a hain and a lav that you have to have. What about yodati? For lo yodati, person swears that I knew edus, and then it comes out that he did not know edus. That's the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether you chayiv or not. That according to Rav, if you swore that I knew edus for you, then you'll be chayiv.
Because a shaykh boch hain v'lav. Even though it's not Shaykh lost it, it's not Shaykh lahabo, I mean it's not Shaykh to say, I swear that I do not know Edis, or I swear I do know Edis, because that's called Levatlas and Mitzvahs. So that's the Machloikis. But according to Shmuel, you report the contrary of Bichayev. What about He'arati, Loi Harati? Also I swear that I knew Edis, or that I did say Edis for you, and really he did not say Edis for you, is also Machloikis, the same thing. They're Shaykh Hein V'Lav only in the Ovar, but it's not Shaykh in the Yosid. Again, you can't swear that I will say Edis for you, because then that's a mitzvah to say that it's not a shayach Ashua's bitri. It's more so like this. Bishlei melishmul zgur according to Shmuel Shita the Yomar. Mil said the last day b'lahabo. Lo mechayev olo b'lishovar. Something that he can make a shvu in lahabo in the future. So even if you make it now in the Ovar, you put the front of Korbin, is so lahoch, he asked for Rachmon l'shvu esedus, mechlal shvu is bitui. Mechlal shvu is bitui. That's what the Torah took out of the parash of a regular shvu is bitui. This parash of a shvu esedus, a shvu esedus is that I swear I do not know edus for you. And really you do know. So that's a shvu of l'shovar. So according to Shmuel, if it wouldn't have been a chiddush of shvuas edus, you'd be potter for regular shvuas habitui. Because this is not possible in the future, in the osid, therefore there's no chiv for the ovar. So therefore you'd be potter for a korban of shvuas bitui. That's what the Torah had to say, a new parsha of shvuas edus. If I say you know edus for me, and you come to Bezna and you swear in Bezna that you do not know edus, that's a new shvuas edus. Elul Rab, but according to Rav Shita, that holds no. That for Shul Lishova Yichayev a Korban, even though there's no Lahabo, if so, Lamai Hilchus after Achmona. Why does the Torah have to take that special to say a parsha of Shvuah Seidus? Every Shvuah Seidus, let him be Chayev, push it for Shvuah Bitoi. If you swear that you did not know Eidus, and then it came out that really you did know Eidus, that's a Shvuah Bitoi. It's a Shvuah Bitoi of Lishova, and according to Rav, Yichayev a Korban, even though it's not possible Lahabo. You can't swear that I will say Eidus to you. There's a mitzvah to say Eidus, and that is no shvuah. But still, the shavar, according to Rav Yechayiv, so according to Rav, what do we need a whole new parsha of shvuah say Eidus for? Let it be nichla on the parsha of shvuah vitli. So where it says, Omru Rabbona came with the Abaya, so the Rabbona wants to answer in front of Abaya like this. L'chiyuv yaleh tarted, and afkamina is, that you should be chayiv to kabonis, and echnami. If you swear in Bezdin that you do not know Eidus, so, and then it's false, that really you did know, you have two karbonis, one as a shvuah bitui, one as a shvuah seidus. Oh, Malu, so Abai answered back and said, no, that's not a good answer. Tarati le matisi amrisi, you cannot say you have two karbonis. Tetan, you learn like this, in the parsha it says, liachas mielo. The vidash liachas atu mechayvoi, viyat mechayv ishtam, kroni mechayv one, ikim mechayv two. Says, so it's a kasha. Again, why does the Pasuk say a new parasha of Eid Shavuos Eidus? Let it be b'chal the Shavu of Shavuos Bitui. So the Gemara says, Olabai is so, according to Abai, that you do not hold Yechayev to Kabonis. Lamai Hilchus Ask Rachmonin, why does the Torah take out the parasha of Shavuos Eidus into a new parasha? Why aren't Yechayev the regular Korban al Shavuos Bitui? So myself, look at the Tanya, like we learned. Again, the Kasha is according to Rav. According to Shmuel is very good. Since it's not possible Lahabo, that's why we need a new parasha of Lishovar. But according to Rav, what's the new parasha for? So more stuff like this, the Tanya. Bekulu Nema Venelam. All the other Chiyuvah Korban El Biyarid by Tumas Midish Gadosha, by Shuas Bitu, says the word Venelam. That you're a Shoigig Bishasha during the Avera. But Vikan, by Shuas Sedis, Lo Nema Venelam, doesn't say the word Venelam. So the Chiddush is, Lechayev Alamezik Shoigig. That even though you know right now that really you do know Edis, but you're swearing in Bezdin, I do not know Eidus, you're amazed, still you chayev a korban. So that's the special parasha of Shavuos Eidus, the Torah took it out, teach us that you chayev amazed. So that's why we have a special parasha. But still the Rabbanon say, Omulei Rabbanon Labayev, still the Rabbanon has chashev back to Baya. Ema, still want you to sound like we say, that true, b'mezid mechayev echada. If you're a Shavuos Eidus b'mezid, means really you know that you do know the Eidus. B'mezid, you swear that you do not know it true, you only chayev one korban. Because b'mezid is no chiyah shvuah bitui. But b'shoigeg mechayev tarti. But in the case of you were shoigeg, why don't you agree to us that you chayev two korbanis? And they saw Malu, Abai answers back, no. Lav hainu, the amru l'chur, the Bach says. Isn't like I already said to you, the drasha of liachas? That means achas atem chayvoi, viyatem chayv ishtayin. There's a posse that teaches us, Yoni chayev one and not two. Now what is going on? We b'mezid the pasuk. Don't talk about b'mezid. Mikatarti. Anyway, I would not need the pasuk for mezid. For mezid, I know anyway. There's only one shavua. So what do I need the pasuk for of achas? It must be that even in the case of a shoigeg, still Yeshua Seidus, the Torah is teaching us Yoni chayev one carbon and not two carbonus. So that's the sexual drashon of achas. Yes, that's what Abai says. So then the question is, what do I need the whole parsha Shavuos Eidus for? So the chiddush is, according to Abaya, that you chayiv even be mezid. Rav Amar Rava says like this: Mushum deheve dovish of a klal v'yotza lidim adover achodish. It was something in the parsha of Shavuos Ashvius Bitui, and now the Torah took it out. So therefore, comes to help the new chiddush. Ezein lechobo el chiddush v'vat. It only has its own chiddush. So Rashi says what Rava means to say is koyma. He just says, like, going to Abaye, you do not need a special pasuk of lachas to say that by Shavuos Eidus, when you swear false and desmit, you do not know the Eidus, that you only have one carbon from the word miachas. You need achas or something else, he says, for the drushes. But over here, the pshat is that it was in the klal of Shavuos Bitui. The Torah took it out of the pasha Shavuos Bitui to say it's a new pasha of Shavuos Eidus to say you have even amazed. That's the klal. The Torah takes something out, then it put it back in again. It's there for its only chiddush to say that Yechayiv be mezid. So even though Bishoy Yechayiv anyway, the Torah says that the Torah is mezid, but there's not a new korban here. That's why Rava says even without the extra pasuk of miyachas, I would know by Shavuos Eidus you only chayiv one korban and not two korbanos. Nothing more says.
All right, turn over. Yes. Now the Gemara says like this: Nichlal the Abaye Sova Isa leShvu Boilum. It's coming out so far that Abaye agrees that every Shvuas Eidus, really it's a case of a Shvuas Bitui also, and really you should be Chayiv two Kabonis. But the only reason why you're not Chayiv is was a special Deras Akosiv of Lachas. But let's say Rashi says Nafkemina. Let's say for eight Shvuas Eidus you only Chayiv a Korban if you're Kosher Eid. Let's say you're a postulate, or else you swear outside Bezdin, you're potter from a Shavuos Eidus, but you would be chayav a Shavuos Bitui. For the more of that true, the Yom Abaye by himself before said that Moed Rav, Rav agrees that you're potter from Korban, b'yom lechaveroi Shavua, shani yodei lecho Eidus. I swear that I do know Eidus for you. Such a Shavua, there's no Korban. Why? V'yishtakach d'lo yoda, v'yishtakach and came out d'lo yoda, you do not know Eidus, the potter. Why did Abaye say a potter? Hoya v'leise being a day of Eidus. Because it's not in the parsha b'chal of a shuah's bitui of a shuah that I do not know Eidus for you. Because Abaye before says such a shuah I do not know Eidus for you, that's called a shuah's Eidus and not a shuah's bitui. That it has nothing to do at all with a shuah's bitui. And now we'll say no, Abaye agrees it does have to do with a shuah's bitui. So it's a stira. So first thing we're into is true. Hoda be Abaye retracted from what he said before. That Abaye agrees now that a Shavua of I do not know Eidus for you is in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus, a Shavuos Abitui, and therefore if I swear that I do know Eidus from you, the Shavuos Chal. The boy is saying that the terrors could be.